If you recognize that music, you'll know it often accompanies tears after another episode of the TV show This Is Us tugs at your heartstrings. The acclaimed family drama wraps up its run Tuesday after six seasons, and it's not the only beloved series about to reach its finale. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has the rundown, along with some bright newcomers on the horizon. But start, Eric, with This Is Us, which is a frequent tearjerker. It follows generations of a sprawling interracial family, and it left a big mark on the industry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a Pavlovian response. When I hear that theme song, the tears start to well up in my eyes and I start to get emotional. What's interesting about This Is Us is that it was, I think, considered kind of an experimental way to reinvent the family drama. People who've seen the show know that it's centered on these three people who are siblings, two blood siblings who were born on the same day, and another child who was born on the same day who was adopted into the family, a black man. And the series goes back and forth in time. So we see them as children. We see them as grown-ups with their own children and even grandchildren. And it was such a big hit that it inspired some other kind of copycat shows. But to me, This Is Us came about at a time when network TV was trying to compete a little bit with streaming and trying to give us some different kinds of shows. And I think This Is Us might be one of the best examples of what they came up with during that time. And one of the most compelling stories is this character, Randall Pearson, who's played by Sterling K. Brown, a black man who was adopted into this white family as a baby. He was always challenged to sort of understand what it meant and to assert his own blackness, but also be a part of this white family. And then in the end, in this final season of episodes, his mother is ill. Everyone's reacting to it, but he's reacting to it particularly strongly because he was really close to her. And so we have a little clip from a recent episode where Randall was talking a little bit about the impact that his mother sort of coming to terms with her own fading life has had on the family. Let's listen to it.
I'm sure she meant well, sitting us down and sharing her wishes with us. But she couldn't have imagined what this would feel like. She couldn't have imagined how deep the need would be to pay her back for everything she did. To do right by what's left of her.
And if anyone has seen the episode that aired this week, it was pretty much devoted to that idea of looking back over everything she's done and saying goodbye to her as her life kind of winds down. And for folks who may have tuned out in earlier seasons when the show may have floundered a little bit creatively, I would encourage them to return to it and check it out because I think it's really finishing strong. And if you care about the characters, you're really going to like how they're wrapping things up.
It's a lot for people who really love that show and also other shows that are beloved by maybe a different audience. Ozark, for one, AMC's spinoff to Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and the comedy Grace and Frankie, along with Blackish as well. They are all calling it quits. And which one are you going to miss most?
What am I going to miss most? Well, what's interesting to me about most of these shows that are ending is that they seem to be ending when they should end. You know, you get a sense that there's a shelf life with a show. So I am going to miss what these shows meant when they were at their height. But I also recognize sort of the reality of the business, which is that there's an arc to most series. And if you make them go on too long, they become sort of empty shells of themselves. So in every case, I feel like these shows are winding down when they should, and fans should just enjoy the endings as much as they can. And, you know, thanks to streaming, you can always go back and start from the beginning and watch the shows from the beginning and enjoy them almost like a good book.
So that's one of the bright sides. Another bright side is there's something else coming in, as always, a new season with new shows. So on the rebound, what do you have to recommend for us?
Well, that's the thing that's amazing about this time, too, is that it is just packed with interesting shows that were good that people may have missed. There's a show called Candy that was on Hulu, starring Jessica Biel as this woman who is in this suburban community and somehow inexplicably winds up murdering a woman that was considered one of her friends. It's really interesting and well done. There's a version of The Man Who Fell to Earth. People will remember that as a film that starred David Bowie as an alien. It's been reimagined as a limited series, and Chiwetel Ejiofor is the alien. And there's also a new version of Star Trek. This one is one that is most like the original series, and I think people who really like the original classic Kirk, Spock, and Bones of Adventures are going to really like this show called Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And it's something that people may not have even noticed, because there's been so much great television that's come to us in the last few weeks, and I think is going to be coming to us throughout the year. We have a lot of interesting stuff coming.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. And for Eric's complete list of the new shows that he's recommending, go to our website, hereandnow.org. Eric Deggans, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.